This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1351. Prepare yourself for political conversations in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
It's primary season, and we are in the process of choosing who will go against Trump in the general election. Listen in today to get the words you need to bring up this topic with native speakers.
This episode was recorded a few weeks in advance.
Our understanding of the COVID-19 situation has changed since then.
We hope you are healthy and safe.
And we hope that All Ears English can be a bright spot in your day during this moment of uncertainty.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, I'm feeling pretty great. Today we're talking about politics. It is politics season right now, Michelle, and it's such an important year right now
for this.
So
yeah, it's like, it's interesting. I follow politics frequently and I keep up to date on the news. I feel like especially since Trump got elected, I really try and stay engaged. But I just can't even listen to what's going on anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But now I feel like I'm coming out of a hibernation that, you know, we're getting into the next election. And now I'm like every night watching again and whether that's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah. No, totally. This is the most exciting time in American politics. And I think so many more people are engaged. Certain groups. What we learned last night in the primaries, in the Super Tuesday primary, is that certain groups are very engaged and certain groups are talking a lot, but I'm not sure if they're voting a lot. So what happened last night? Let's just give our listeners a little rundown of the most recent events and like what was that last night? What was Super Tuesday before we get into this?
Super Tuesday is the day where a ton of states vote for who they want to be the Democratic nominee. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's the biggest one so far. So we've had, you know, one state here, one state there, but here we had, I'm not sure how many it was exactly, 16, something like that.
Yeah.
And so it was a whole lot of places and a lot of delegates up for grabs, which is right. We can get into that. And so we had this last night and basically we had a bunch of candidates on Sunday, as early as Sunday afternoon. And then two of the big ones dropped out before Super Tuesday. And now after Super Tuesday, we pretty much have a 3-person race.
Yeah, it's really interesting what's been going on. I mean, a couple of things happened with Biden. He got some really important
what do you call that? Recommendations from big leaders, endorsements. And I've heard more and more, this is a bonus term for today. I've heard more and more in the news, the word kingmaker. I hate using the word king anywhere around our politics, right? Because we're not a kingdom, but this word is not meant literally. It's meant figuratively, kingmaker. Certain people, when they give an endorsement, it's a huge deal, right? Because they're extremely influential and groups will follow that person of what they say, who to vote for. I mean, like Obama, I think will end up, if he doesn't endorse Biden, he will definitely be influential there. So he a lot of factors came together for Biden and he had a really great night.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's funny. I fell asleep then with CNN on.
Yeah, I get that.
And Don I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, just randomly, and this poor reporter Chris Cuomo and this guy, they were just still there. And it turns out he had won Texas. Biden had won Texas. And like the whole panel had gone home. It was just these poor two guys. And I'm thinking, who is watching right now? I mean, I guess people in California with the time change, you could have been watching and with your time difference, but it was just so funny. Like I felt bad for them.
Everything happens on East Coast time. I'm telling you, Michelle, when you live in the middle of the country, you're like, the East Coast is the center of the U.S. and everything happens on their time. Cuomo was up late for sure. For sure. So this is exciting. I mean, this, you know, there's so much we could say here today. But first of all, we want to remind our listeners, where can they go if they want to get deeper into these issues like politics?
Well, guys, so this is a political episode. We're going to be giving you some super key terms. This is going to be, I'm really looking forward to today. We're doing really a lot of current events here. And if you want to learn more about our country, if you want to learn more about politics and these deeper issues, you have got to get into our Connected Communicator course, because you are going to learn about this from real people living in the U.S. You're going to, you know, learn about guns. You're going to learn about these political issues that are so important so that you can talk about them. So get in on that. It's allearsenglish.com/connection.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because these are the things that make us feel alive.
Yeah.
And you want to feel alive in English. We know you guys do. We've talked to you and we get that sense that you want to be a full person in that second language, right? So the only way to do it is to dig into these deeper issues. And that course really does show you how to do it in a 60-day study plan. Okay.
Yes.
So go over and check it out one more time. It's allearsenglish.com/connection. So Michelle, did we have a question from a listener? Is that how we got into this?
We did. We did. And so it was perfect timing. So could you read the question for us?
Sure. Here we go. So the listener says, hello, I'm recently finding your episodes and I'm extremely happy to find them. Actually, I'd like to improve my English as much as I can. So I'll keep contacting you and listening to your episodes as well. Well, that's great.
Yeah. Right.
So actually I have a question. When I read the news, I noticed the word sen, S-E-N, before some names. And I can't really understand how it would, what it means, what the exact meaning is. For more context, he was watching basically like the names Senator Bernie Sanders, Sen Bernie Sanders, Sen Elizabeth Warren, right? And I guess I just gave the answer away for you. Bashir Saleh from KSA, all right? Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Very cool. Well, thank you for that question, Bashir.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, this is a great one. And we did talk a little bit about this topic on IELTS, actually.
Oh, yeah. Did we? Awesome. What's that episode number, by the way?
That's IELTS Energy number 694, which is Band 9 Vocabulary List for Government Answers.
Ooh, that's good. Guys, make sure if you're taking IELTS, you go over there and subscribe. That's a whole nother podcast. It's from All Ears English, but we go deep with Examiner Insight. Okay?
Cool. Definitely. So, guys, we're going to give it an All Ears English twist today. So here we go. So Lindsay, even though you already gave it away.
I gave it away.
The key excitement. No, I just did. Kidding.
Oh my gosh.
What is S-E-N?
Yeah, SEN stands for Senator, and it was impossible for me to not say Senator Elizabeth Warren, right? Yeah, so that's what it is, guys. It means senator, okay? As opposed to representative, right? Which would be the other body of Congress, right? We have our House of Representatives and our senators.
Right. Yep. So in the this group of legislators is Congress, right? We have the legislative branch of government. There's the legislative, the executive, the judicial. And so there are these members of Congress, which include the senators, congresswomen, congressmen.
Yep, exactly. And then on the other side, like we said, we have the House, right? Mm-hmm. The House of Representatives. And what else, Michelle?
Yes. So, sorry. Yeah. Senators. What Hello? Were you saying? Sorry. I missed what you just said. So you said we have the...
The House, right. The House. We call the House of Representatives right. just the House.
Right, yeah. right, right. Sorry. Yes. There we go. Yeah. So in every state, there are two senators, right, Lindsay?
Yes, that is correct. And then the number of representatives varies based on the size of the state, right? So like California has a lot more representatives than Vermont, for example.
Right, right. Exactly. So for the senators, so for example, we have Bernie Sanders is a senator from Vermont. Elizabeth Warren is a senator from Massachusetts, and they have 6-year terms. But the congresswomen and the congressmen, that changes from state to state, like Lindsay said, and they have 2-year terms.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And they've talked back and forth about like limiting term, you know, changing yeah. term limits. 6 years is a long time to be in the Senate. I mean, you know, you can start to stagnate in your ideas and become disconnected from your community that you're supposed to be representing.
Right, right, right. Definitely. So, guys, we also want to give you some other important words and again, talk a little bit more about what's going on now so that you can understand these titles and things like that. So we did senator, congressman. What's another one, Lindsay?
Well, the mayor. So that's important. So it's the person who leads a city or a town, right? Mm-hmm. So right now, who's the mayor of New York City?
Bill de Blasio.
Yeah. And when I was living there, it was Bloomberg, right? Mm-hmm. Who also was running up until this yeah. morning. He dropped out. Yeah. Yep. And then Pete Buttigieg was the mayor of where? Which city?
What, South was Bend, it? Indiana.
Right. Okay, good. So that's mayor. Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you hear mayor, it's funny because I think of it, this sounds silly, but I think of it as like the president of a city.
Yeah, in a sense that, I mean, the executive of a city, right? I mean, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting because I think that I heard Bloomberg saying, you know, that he should have that being a mayor almost prepares you more for being president than being a senator, or congressperson, whatever it may be. And because I think he was saying that you have more of that managerial experience, not just like making the laws. So it was interesting to hear that argument.
Yeah, that's interesting. I could see that in both directions. Like, I think that Congress people who are actually on Capitol Hill every day, they understand better than a mayor, maybe how to get things done, how to make deals with, how to reach across the aisle, as we say. Right. Yeah. But I do think that the mayor of a city or a town would be more on the ground, more involved with the community. That would be my guess.
Right.
So have that real experience from the people. Yeah.
I mean, I can say, mayors, if they are of a smaller place, you may actually really know your mayor, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's interesting. Whereas I feel like not many people know their senator. I don't know.
No, not really, because they live in Washington, D.C. So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. So, guys, again, we are going through the primaries currently. We're deciding, you know, who is going to be the Democratic nominee, right? Who's going to take the Democratic Party and go up against Trump? So that's what's happening right now in the U.S. So the election is in November. So before November, right, by the time the convention comes, I think, what is it, in June?
I think it is. Yeah. Beginning of the summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to pick someone. So
and it's all about delegates. Right. So it was interesting to watch the map fill in last night. I had the TV on most of the night. I was really into it. I mean, they haven't actually announced California yet, but we're kind of assuming that it went to Sanders. And that is as they say, the big prize. I think there's like 415 delegates that come out and they have to get around 11. Is it 1100 delegates or 1900?
I think it's 1991, I heard. Yeah, I think something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's all about delegates, guys. It's not as much about the popular vote. Of course, delegates, you know, popular vote turns into delegates, but it's a delegate count. So you could win a state, but you could win only 50 delegates. Whereas if you win a state like California, you could win 400 delegates.
Right. So this is all very confusing, actually. I mean, and it's interesting because, I mean, obviously around the world, people's systems for voting, if in democracies is totally different. I mean, there are certain places that, I mean, we have, you know, our parties. So we'll go over that in a second real quick. But just another word is campaign. What is a campaign, Lindsay?
So a campaign, or sometimes they shorten it and they call it a camp, right, is basically just the candidate's team, the whole team and the plan, kind of the marketing plan, the outreach plan, and everyone that works for that candidate to get them elected. That's what a campaign is.
Right. Exactly. So a lot of these all of these candidates are now campaigning to win. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And then, oh, wow, we're getting into the real terms here, right? We have left wing Democrat or liberal, which is, you know, who are some politicians who have been of that party, Michelle?
Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden is, right?
Joe Biden is, right?
I mean, yeah, it's interesting. Things have shifted so much after Trump got elected. I mean, people that were before were seen as quite very, very liberal, like Obama. He's now seen as more moderate.
Right.
So everything has really shifted.
it's very interesting to me how Joe Biden became, like, I mean, he was with Obama and now he's, I feel like a lot of people look at him as if he's like this conservative because the party has been pushed a lot to the left. And so now he's being looked at as this conservative, which I don't really
I don't know.
I have my own opinions about this.
Right. Maybe another time we'll really let loose and really say what we think on the show. But today, we'll ease into that. We have a lot of time before
we get
to the election. I think we both have very strong opinions for sure. But okay, let's just talk about the other side, some vocabulary, so our listeners can have these conversations too, right? So what's the other side?
It's the Republican side or right wing. So you can think left wing liberal, right wing Republican. So you can kind of remember it in that way. Or we call it the GOP, which is the Grand Old Party. So they're conservative.
Yeah, such a weird term, Grand Old Party. So these parties tend to vote in one direction or another on issues like taxes. You know, obviously our listeners know, I mean, the more right wing believes in smaller governments. Republicans believe in more in the private sector controlling things, and left wing tend to believe in bigger government, more social services, higher taxes, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Abortion, gun control, immigration, these are hot buttons. Healthcare's a super hot button issue right now. Actually, I think we got a listener question that we'll have to talk about in a few weeks. Someone asking about our healthcare system. Someone in Brazil.
Right. Yeah, oh boy.
Are we going to get into that sometime soon, Michelle?
I'll try. That's a lot. I gotta brush up on all my knowledge on healthcare. But I mean, I know the basics. But yeah, there's so much to it.
Yeah, I think our listener just wants to know our opinions, some insight into how are people thinking here. And everyone thinks differently. There's no one way of thinking. That's because we're such a huge country and such a diverse country, right?
Right, definitely. Guys, yeah, so these are some terms that are really helpful for kind of starting to understand the U.S. political system. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're gonna hear these terms. And I really think that a good way to start to learn is to follow these elections. This is current stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. People are talking about it, and you don't want to be left out. If you're sitting in a room with your colleagues and they start talking about politics, yes, we sometimes say politics is one of those issues you shouldn't touch, but I don't think that's true right now.
Yeah, there's a special season in which that rule doesn't necessarily apply. You still should be careful about how you say things. But this is a time when we have to be talking about politics, right? We have to, because that's how we make decisions on who to vote for, is we talk to other people, right?
Yeah, definitely. So guys, this is all very confusing, but we are waiting for Election Day, November 3rd. And definitely keep up to date with these. Don't be left out. Learn what's going on. So yeah, very important today. So Lindsay, do you have any other thoughts on this topic?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, one thing that I learned last night is that Colorado actually has one of the higher voter turnouts because they have mail-in ballots. So the way we voted was that we received our ballot by mail. Mm. They don't do as much of the in-person voting, not as much of the standing in line and waiting for hours. And so they end up getting a good voter turnout, not the highest, but higher than some, because you can just fill it out and mail it in, or you can drop it in a box. They just make it easy. I think we have a lot of room to work in this country with making voting more accessible. Yes. There's a whole other issue of voter intimidation that happens, gerrymandering that happens. We could go into all that another day.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know a friend of mine, she said that her friends were... I forget in which state, but they said they had children and they actually couldn't go out to this caucus, which is another term, but we'll get into that another time. And they just can't go. So it's like, how well are we really being represented? Is everybody getting a chance?
Yeah. And then, I mean, the polls tend to be wrong all the time because only certain people will poll. People aren't always honest in the polls. Oh, man, this is the big topic. Guys, all right. So the bottom line today is today we've gotten started with politics, and this is just a jumping off point for you. You have some good words now. We want you to go out and start using them because that's how you learn, right? That's how you build fluency, is by having these conversations, broaching these topics.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You have some basics from today. Obviously, this is, I mean, we could do a whole all ears English politics. I mean, this is literally, I mean, that's why there's the news, right? Because this, you can never stop talking about these things. So we gave you the basics today. We can always do more. And I'm sure because it's election season, we will be talking about this more. Keep your ears open for all of these terms and, you know, try talking about it a little bit with people. Ask people their thoughts.
Exactly. And send us your questions, guys. If any very specific questions come up during this election season, let us know. We want your questions. Okay, cool.
Definitely. And don't forget, guys, you got to get into that Connected Communicator course because that is where you are going to learn more so you can help and help yourself have these conversations. You can feel confident with these deeper issues. Okay, so that's allearsenglish.com/connection.
All right. Awesome, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out and talking about this good topic.
Thanks. This was fun. All right. Let's see what happens.
Yep. Take care. Right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.